what we discussed last time, which is just basically the Ritva. We're discussing the Ritva in terms of the relationship between the mitzvah and the Avera. What is mitzvah about the Avera, basically? So he's noted that both the Meiri and the Ritva believe that what a mitzvah of Avera is a mitzvah which ushers in an Avera. A mitzvah which assists or furthers an Avera effort. So mitzvah of Avera isn't a mitzvah that comes aide Avera, rather a mitzvah that comes im Avera. The mitzvah comes with an Avera, alongside it. When the mitzvah is misayeya be'avera, this passes the mitzvah. And that's what mitzvah be'avera is. But in terms of so they both agree with that. They both have that formulation. They both have that understanding of what mitzvah be'avera is. But in terms of just the details, so this, we noted there seems to be a divergence in terms of what the parameters of mitzvah misayeya, what does that mean? What does that entail? So for the mi'iri, what that means is that something that you're doing for the sake of the mitzvah, hachana l'tzorech mitzvah, any act which is done in preparation for the mitzvah, if that act contributes to, in the case of Zela, let's say, siyu abikinyan, right? It contributes to the removal of the item from the rishus of the nigzal, meaning that's how the gazlan is kona the item bikinyan gamur. So then that's going to pasul the mitzvah. Whereas for the ritva, it's different. It's not. It's just a question of was whatever you did, whatever it was that allowed for the that enabled the gazlan to be kona bikinyan gamur, was that able to do so by virtue of the involvement of the mitzvah. Right, so like Hekdesh, it's because there's an Amir L'Gavoa here that it's not just Amira, but it's also Kimisir L'Hedyot. It actually involves a Kinyan and is able to be Kone L'Hekdesh because of the mitzvah Shebedavar, and therefore that passes the mitzvah. Mitzvah Misayeya, in that sense, where it's because of the mitzvah that there's a Hotzah Mishas and Exal, so that passes the mitzvah. That's the Ritva's view of it. And we were just discussing with the Ritva, we discussed different Nafkaminas, but one in particular we were discussing was just how the Ritva accounts for what the regular case of just of Gezel is. What's the of Lulav HaGezel. So his explanation for this is that in Lulav HaGezel, so you're Kone via the via Yeyush Vishinur Rishus. The Shinur Rishus being due to the mitzvah here is the Shinur Rishus that comes along with the fact that the Chefetz is Kadosh L'mitzvasa. And so just like Hekdesh, you have something, you have the Behema, let's say, being Kadosh L'mitzvasa, and then with that, there's a Shini Rishus. So too, in the context of just every Chevetz on Mitzvah, I mean, the Ritva says it here with regard to Lulav HaGezel, he says it with regard to Matzah. So any time a Chevetz is being used for Mitzvah, we'll get to what that means just in a second. So that brings upon it Kedushas HaMitzvah, Kedushal HaMitzvah, and there you have a Shini Rishus to be koned, and because of that, because it's the mitzvah which is enabling the kinyan here, so it's going to be possible. Now, just in terms of what that means, this is what we're discussing. So just in terms of kedusha l'mitzvah, bottom line, what does that mean, kedusha l'mitzvah? While the language sounds like it relates to the din of kishen shem chal shem shemayim al sukkah, al chayyu kach chal shem shemayim sukkah, the din of kedusha min haTorah, it's pretty clear that would be very unusual for the Ritva to be meaning that. The only rishon that you really clearly have expanded beyond Sukkah is Rashi on Lamed Zayin here, that the din deraisa of Kedusha the Mitzvah, forbidding Shimush Chol, the Ritva here would be taking it significantly forward if he's extending it to all mitzvos. Truthfully, the Ramban, in fact, did view that as being, did anybody get to see that in the end? We're not going to go inside. You look inside, yeah. The Ramban thought that was part of the Gemara on Shabbos, that one day there thought that maybe, in fact, you for the same exact reason, Kishem Shachal Shem Shemayim, you would also say that it's us, the Shtamish Be Orishal Ner Shachanaka. But that's rejected. So that would be a bit chiddush to say that that's what we're talking about. It's more likely, and it seems like this is clearly the Ritva, true for the Ritva, that we're dealing with is some combination, something that comes and emerges from the sugyan in Shabbos and Memhei and the sugyan Shabbos and Chavbeis, some combination of the din of Huxel Mitzvaso and Bizo Mitzvah. The way the Ramban formulates it, and I think that's fair for us to take that as the Ritva's model, is that the basic din starts with Bizo Mitzvah. You can't use it in a way which is Bizayon, which is Chol, but that goes beyond that. Because of that, you then Maksel Mitzvascha, you sort of set it aside for a mitzvah, and then it becomes, and what that means, what it translates into, and this is all the Rabbanan, but it translates into no hagim bo mino kedusha. This is in the Ramban, in the Ramban's, in the Machamos and in the Chidushim in Shabbos. And again, the clearest expression of this idea of a kedusha l'mitzvah, aside from kshem shachal shem shemayim, is in the Gaonim that Moser Shemin Shabaner needs to be Nisraf. The Rabban himself rejects it, but it's possible he agrees with the basic idea that there is such a thing as Hakdashah L'Mitzvasa or Huksa L'Mitzvasa, which is kind of like Mimatesh Chetzi Mitzvah L'Shamayim in their Rabban's formulation. But just in terms of the application that should extend beyond the Shas HaMitzvah, that's the Ramban disagreed with for sure. Either way, that's likely what the Ritva is referring to here, the din of Isser Shimush Machmas Huktel Mitzvah / Bizoy Mitzvah. Okay, that's what he's referring to. Now, the fact that this is a Shinur Shus, that's an astonishing Chiddush. The fact that you can be Konev because of this Midin Shinur Shus. I mean, Hektish, it indeed is now belongs to the Hektish. It's an estate that has it's a Dini Mamonos. Bailim. The Hekish is the Bailim. It's pretty clear, Lechora. I don't think the Ritva is going to say that there's, you know, that in terms of Nezikin, this is considered to be Re'ehu V'lo. This is excluded because of Re'ehu V'lo Shal Hekish. So Lechora is, I mean, and the very fact you can Yotze Mitzvah Sukkah with it, Lula with it, rather, likely proves that it can be considered Lechem, although the truth is you have the same sort of Mikem in Korbanos, where there already you might at the and as you transition into the mitzvah you might already lose your bialos over it for certain purposes, but that aside, it seems pretty clear the Ritva doesn't mean to say that there's something else, that there's some rishus gavoah that owns it. I mean, what would be the rishus gavoah? Hektish? What are we talking about? So it's pretty clear that you're still the owner in terms of just what that means for it's being considered a shina rishus. That seems pretty striking, and this is what we just finished up with, and I'll just mention it quickly. I'm not going to get into the details now. I just was considering whether or not we ever find precedence for that sort of thing, where you can have a shinui rishus, even though the bialos still, it hasn't actually transitioned out of the rishus of the gazlan. So this I mentioned in the context of, I just mentioned it's something to look at. I didn't want to go into it. I just meant something to look at, and maybe we will when we get to shinui rishus. Kachem kalem libe derbi oseg lili. What would there be? Would there be, A, how do we understand a kachem kalem libe derglisi, or a libe derbiosek lili, that it's mamam bailim, but would that be considered a shinur shus? Something to look into. If it would be considered a shinur shus, then maybe there you have some sort of precedent, and you have to think about whether or not that provides a good model for the ritva. The other one I mentioned was, for that you have to look at the sugya tzamachesim bavakama, which again we might. The other thing to look at is just the din of yirshus yorosh kirshus lokeach, depending on how you understand. Rishus Yore, the nature of Yerusha could be that there's also an example where it doesn't change possession really, and nonetheless you're able to be koned. Maybe there's something to compare there too as well. Either way, I don't want to get into that. Right? That was a mistake last time. So the point is that the Ritva develops this Chiddush. Oh, I should just mention the Ritva does say in Pesachim that this is Midirabana. So maybe this is what it's accounting for, the fact that what principles would enable this to be considered a kinyan, midin shin rishus, if not a specific takana derabana. I'm not sure if that's what he means, but maybe that's what he means, which I guess it helps the logical issue. It's still no less of an astonishing chiddush where do we find this takana derabana, that you're considered to no longer, that it's considered to be like a kinyan of hektish, I guess, midirabana, such that it would be konev midin shin rishus. In any event, that's the principle for the Ritva is relatively clear. Lamaisa for the Ritva, what ends up happening in terms of when is it that you have to be koned by in order for it to not be a problem mitzvah of aver? In other words, what is the cutoff point after which we say Netiva. What? Netiva. Yeah, so that would depend, you know, for the Ritva, that depends on when it is that it becomes kadosh mitzvah. So here the Mara Dishmai says the Or Zeruah, it's Sadil Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch. Quoting Shultos, he himself deliberates about what he takes to be the Shultos position versus what he thinks maybe you could have understood from Rashi. Is it maybe Dafka when you're Magbiya Latzeisbo, when you're actually Osa the Mitzvah? And he's talking about here, by the way, I think both the Din Kedusha Deraisa. And also the din of Huxel Mitzvah / Bizoy Mitzvah Midirabanan. I think both of those he mentions because he discusses Sukkah. So the Shultos seems to say it's Zafka when you actually do the Maisa Mitzvah that you're being Yotze with, that's when it becomes Kadosh L'Mitzvah. So, and that's when it becomes Aser B'Hana, Aser B'Shima Shachal. The Or Zeruah himself thinks that maybe from a sugya in our parak, which we'll get to later. So, what? Yeah, but the Gardidichle, right? That Rashi maybe could have thought Rashi is relevant for this point, and what would Rashi be saying then? Rashi, maybe you could have thought it becomes, let's say, or maybe if we're talking about Lulav, maybe in the morning. We'll have to mention that, discuss that in a minute. Not in a minute, probably Neskabura. I think it's an issue that already clearly raised, sort of comes up in Tosos here. But one or the other, it's Kishakarash Alavayam, let's say, it's just the Zman HaMitzvah. At that point, it becomes Aser Ba'anah. But we paskin, like the Shiltos and the Ozer, and the, I think it's clear from the Ritva here, that that's what he had in mind as well, because he says, Mishas Netilas HaMitzvah, Netilas HaMitzvah. So the point is that this Ritva then would be, reinforcing, or he would be aligning with the view that is cited in the name of the Shildos and the Ozerua, that when is it that something becomes Kaddish HaMitzvah? So after use for Tochadei, the Yishimash of it as part of its mitzvah. So it would be Mishas HaNetila. That's just in terms of when it would occur. So basically for the Ritva, the standard case of Lulav HaGazel that we're talking about here is where there's Yeish. There's nothing else to enable you to be Koned until comes along, you know, Sunday, whatever it is this year, Yom Rishon, and you use it to be notel a mitzvah. So at that point, if until then you weren't Konen, there was Yayush, at that point you're not going to be able to be Yotze even the rest of the week because of mitzvah of Abedir. Now, okay, the last point I just wanted to make was about Shofar. So the Ritva quotes the din of Shofar, Shofar Guzzle, and he cites the discussion of the Ushami about Shofar Guzzle, which we'll maybe get to today as well. We will get to today, I think. So he interpreted the Ushami, I think, as not dealing at all with the question of Mitzvah Baba Veir. Anybody else see it? This is the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches. I don't think he I think he didn't view this as dealing with the issue of Mitzvah Baba Veir. Ubi Ushami delo chai shilaha, meaning in the fact Ushami doesn't deal with it at all. Either it doesn't deal with it or it's not concerned about it. Maybe it's just not concerned with it. I'm actually not sure about this point. Is he interpreting Ushami to be dealing with something other than the issue of Mitzvah Baba Veir? It's not clear in Ushami. Or is he, or in the Ritva, how he's interpreting Ushami? Or is he saying, either way, with the Yishama's conclusion, even if that's what it's dealing with, but it concludes, you can be yotze with it for these reasons, right? Either way, he says, V'yishama de lo chai shi laha b'shim de lo chai yish lemeimar hachi ela begazel shenase bahu atzma aver besiwa mitzvah. The mitzvah hav yishina reshus o shina hashem v'kano b'yeyosh v'shina reshus. Hilchach shovar gazel pasal v'ashal kasher. So what's he saying here? He's saying that why didn't the Yishami pasal this mitzvah baba veira? So my understanding here is that what he's saying is the last line, v'gazal shekano b'yesh v'shino kara ikodil mitzvah so leke b'shem mitzvah baba veira. I think what he's saying is he's interpreting Yishami as based on his shita, right? What we have here is a case where you don't have the mitzvah being misayaya because you were kona before. That's what we're talking about here. Kano b'yesh v'shino kara ikodil mitzvah so. Right? And therefore, that's why the Yishami is not dealing with the question. Right? It's not the mitzvah being misayeya b'kinyano here. So therefore, there's no problem of a mitzvah b'aveira, according to the Yishami. And according to the Ritva, it sounds like there is. In other words, he's saying, I think we do pasal mishum mitzvah b'aveira. The Yishami mentions the issue, or Yishami discusses shofar gazel. In the end, it says it's okay, but that's only because there was no siyua mitzvah there. And why then for the Ritva should that be possible? If I'm reading it correctly, right? Notice he's saying that even if you were to be koneh b'shina reshus, it would still be kodem mitzvaso, kodem, you know, kedusha mitzvaso. That's the case Yushami's talking about where the Yushami says it's okay because there's no mitzvah over there. And he's saying, I still paskin that this is a problem. And why is, how does that work with his own shita? So if I'm reading it correctly, I think it's clear that this is the Ritva in the end understands there are two tracks in mitzvah baba veira. There's the track. This is I think a possibility which I could have mentioned a while ago. Also, there's a track which is of mitzvah baba veira, which is applicable to all mitzvos the way we paskin, and then there's a track which is applicable to mitzvos mishum ritzoi, and that there are two different definitions for what is mitzvah baba veira for this. Ritzoi is much more mitzvos mishum ritzoi are much more sensitive to the aveira. And therefore, even if the mitzvah wasn't misayaya, even in that case, it'll still be a problem. And I think this is meduyak in the Ritva. First of all, I should just point out that the Ritva several times says that what is the pasuk? Why do you need the pasuk of sukkah gzula? So where he quotes the Balei Tosfos, this is in Tes, Nav Lamed Aleph, in Sukkah. He quotes the Balei Tosfos that say it's because it's limited to mitzvos mishum ritzui. He rejects that. And what he says is, it's coming to tell you that it's not limited to mitzvos mishum ritzui. So the pasuk of Chag Sukkos Haselach, for him, for the Ritva, is telling you that it isn't limited to mitzvos mishum ritzui. One can understand that, in fact, we have two different dinim, and that's exactly, there's one pasuk of Chag Sukkos Haselach, which is the mitzvah b'avera, that which applies to all mitzvos. And you have a separate mitzvah b'avera applying to korban, which we derive, or is reflected from the psukim in Yecheskel, in Malachi, I'm sorry, not Yecheskel, in Malachi. Of Veves and Gazel Vesepisech and of Kini Hashem Mishpat Zonei Gelzeh Be'olah. What you end up having is that the din which is limited to Ritzui, there really are two tracks. It's not that the pasuk is teaching you that we don't Ritzui is not a factor. It's teaching you there are two, Ritzui is a factor like the Tosfos thought, but there's also a mitzvah above there that applies beyond that. And the nafkamina is that and when it comes to Ritzui, it doesn't necessarily have to be this way, at least with regard to shofar. I'm not sure if this is true for all. The truth is, let me take some of this back. Yeah. I'm not sure if this is true for all of mitzvos mishum ritzui. I mean, the Ritva is developing a shita here in this context of korban, so it's hard to say that. But if you look, but just take a look at the Ritva, what he says, Mustavada, ika isura achrina, the ika mitzvah ba bevera. This is the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. We'll get to that today. So if I'm reading this correctly, and then it goes to say, Nushalmi is not choshish for this because we're dealing here with a case where it sounds like there was no mitzvah misayaya. But he himself thinks that this is puzzle anyway, even in such a case. So if that's the case, I think what emerges ultimately is the possibility of two tracks, a shofar being such a case of ritzoy, of being misratza biyom adin, that's something which is much more sensitive to avera, and therefore even if you don't have this, we've developed in the last, this chabur in the last one, which is mitzvah misayaya, even if you don't have that, it'll still possible. Okay, just the ha'ara. All right, now we come to the third shita of mitzvah haba avera. What is mitzvah haba avera? And this, just for the background, this requires us to look into the next, to the Hemshech Gemara. So the Gemara discusses the din of Sukkah Gzula, in particular a case of somebody who is Tokev Sukkah Sosh Chaver. Right? So I evict you from your own Sukkah, and I'm Yoshev in that Sukkah. So the Gemara says that this, the way the Gemara understands, this is Machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Chachamim. And basically, the Rabbanans subscribe to two premises, two propositions, which when you combine them, allows for the conclusion that you can be Yotza here. First of all, and Tosfos pointed out, Rabbi Lazar disagrees with both of them. So Rabbi Lazar could have just done with one proposition. Here it happens to be that he disagrees with both.
Rashi seems to only disagree with one. Or you could have said either way. Rashi explicates both possibilities.
Right? Yeah, you could say both. I'm saying either one of them would have been fine. It happens to be that he's chalik on both. One proposition the Rabbanans say is that one can be yotze with a sukkah she'ula. They don't darshan that you need lachem for sukkah. It doesn't have to be your sukkah. You can be yotze even if it's not your sukkah from Kol Ezrach. Everybody can be yotze with she'ula, with one sukkah, even if it's not yours. So you can be yotze with sukkah she'ula, A. And B, that karka in an exelus, and therefore this isn't a sukkah gzula, this is a sukkah she'ula, and therefore you can be yotze. This you can be yotze for your mitzvah. The Rabbi Elazar could disagree with either one. He happens to disagree with both. He could say that you need a sukkah shacha, in which case this won't work. Even if it's she'ula, won't work because you just need yours. But even if he agrees that sukkah she'ula you could be yotze with, you don't need bailus. But he disagrees. He thinks this is part of the miyut of sukkah gzula, which everybody seems to agree to, that you have a exclusion of a sukkah gzula from the pasuk chaga sukkah sasalach. So everybody agrees that there is this miut. What does it come to be might? So Rabbi Elazar thinks this is one of those cases because he happens to disagree with the second premise too, that karka in exels. He thinks that this is a case of karka. He believes that karka is nixelus, and therefore this is defined as a sukkah gzula such that the miut would apply. Let me just clarify. He doesn't need that miut in the end because he thinks sukkah she'ula. You can't be yotzei b'sukkah shu'ula. The point was, even if he had agreed that you can be yotzei b'sukkah shu'ula, he would have also accepted the Rabbanon's understanding that there is a miyud here of a sukkah gzula. But then implying that, he would have said that, even again agreeing with the first premise that this is sukkah shu'ula, you can't be yotzei b'tokof sukkah shu'ula chaver because karkin exelos, and this is therefore sukkah gzula. Okay, everybody follow that? Okay, what the Gemara, and therefore according to the Rabbanon, so the realize there are things you can't be yotzei for either of those reasons. The Rabbanon holding both, you can be yotzei sukkah shu'ula and that karkin exelos, therefore this is not a sukkah gzula, believe there's no problem of the miyud of chagas sukkah saselach with this such a sukkah. Absent from this Gemara is any discussion of the problem of mitzvah ba'avera. So let's say granted that there is no miyud here from sukkah gzula because it's a finest sukkah shu'ula in as much as ein and exelos. But why shouldn't it be possible mishum mitzvah ba'avera? Right? Meaning the normal din. So who asked this question? Anybody see? Right, so the Ritva cites the Tosos is asking this question. Right? The Ritva. Excuse me. The Ritva cites the Tosos. This is on Laman Aleph. As asking. Right? Tanur ban sukkah gzula v'chule v'chule. Right? So this is where the Tosas say, this is one of the cases where the Ritva cites them as saying, you only say it with regard to mitzvah b'shem ritzoi, therefore sukkah is not a candidate in terms of which mitzvah, so you have the din of mitzvah b'avera with respect to. But that's the question. Why, if you don't say that, okay, why isn't this possible mitzvah b'avera? That's the question. So, and just one other point, the Balam Or, I actually don't see it in the Balam Or, but he's quoted by others, including the Rishonim, namely the Ravid, as also trying to use this as a proof for the fact that we paskin against Shimon ben Yochai, that like Shmuel, that we're not choshesh mitzvah ba'avera. I'm not sure why the Ravid thought that this is what the Balam Or was saying. It seems to me that the Balam Or was actually not proving from this point, but rather from the different point, namely Gozel Eitzim V'Sichik Behem, from the fact that there's no mitzvah b'avera concern over there. He actually doesn't mention Karka Zula, but either way, all the Rishonim interpret him as basing himself in part on this point. Another proof is the fact that this Tokyo Sukkah Shachavero is Yotzei. If we can get around the miyud of Sukkah Zula, then you have no problem being Yotzei in such a Sukkah. What happened to Mitzvah Bavavera? Kamash Malam, we don't pass it like this. Now, all the other Rishonim, as far as I can tell, think that that's not so. This does not prove it. There is no concern here in Mitzvah Bavavera because Karka in an exelus. That takes care of the problem of Mitzvah Bavavera too. This is what the Rush says. This is what the Ron says. Just to look at the Rush, Karka in exelus. Why not? All right, the question is how to understand that. Why, right? Why is it that the fact that Karkin and Exelis, why does that take care of the problem of Mitzvah Ba'avera? Right? Because the Pasha says, what does Karkin and Exelis relate to? What does it mean? What does it imply? It relates to is what the Mishnah of Akama and Kufi Zayin and Alf. And the Bryce Society there, which is the makro for Rabbi Lazar, the Machokos Rabbi Lazar and Chachamim, it relates to the question of certain chiyuv exela, certain kinyan exela. Right? We'll get to this when we do karkin exelos, but the mission there just simply discusses the din of an ones, shatva nahar. So the halacha is omer lo resha chalafanech. Now, in the context of something which you stole, right? Gazan is chayav beonsin. So you couldn't just simply say Haresha Chalfanecha, right? If I steal, if I steal something of yours and then something happens to it, it has nothing to do with me. And even if it could be, even if it would would have happened anyway, let's say some sort of electrical deficiency, we would say you can't say Haresha Chalfanecha. That's a chiyuv of Gazan's chayav beonsin. Nonetheless, according to the Rabbanan, you're not chayav in the case of where you hijack a field. If there's a flash flood, you can't say Haresha Chalfanecha. You have to be Ma'amid Asada Acher. Rabbi Lazar disagrees, and this is what the Gemara actually doesn't use the phrase Karkin and Exelos in that sugya, even though that's the sort of the locus classicus of the discussion of Kargin Hazelus, at least the initial one. But the Gemara explains this is a machokas about it's rooted it's machokas about how we apply the Agron Midos. But the bottom line is that if you hold Kargin Hazelus, what does that mean? It means you're not chayev, let's say, for onsen. You wouldn't be considered to have removed it from the reshus of the bialim, such that you would be chayev for onsen. But that you wouldn't be over an Avera? The Chora, it's clear you are over an Avera. And this is indeed what many assume, and I'll get to that in a second. Let me get to that first. The truth is that the Sifra, did I include this in the Chora sheet? No, I ended up not. Right, the Sifra says explicitly, in the context of, this is the case, that there is an Avera of Gezel with regard to Karka. When the Sifra says, why do you need Los Asik Vloriacha? For Okir Tumah Shel Chaveros, so the Sifrei answers Lav or B'Shnei Lavin. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, so then you end up getting two Averos, one Gazel and Bal Tasek and Los Asik Gvorei. And the Rambam passes as Halacha, as do I think Moshe Shomer. Moshe Shomer simply assumes the Rapacha. There is an Avera, of course, of with regard to Karka. There's no Kinyan Exela, there's no Chiyuv Exela, but there is an Avera. And if that's the case, the question becomes, so why here, I mean, if you're being over an Avera and being Tokev Sukasa Mechavera, why is this not a problem of Mitzvah of Avera? So one answer one might be to say that maybe we disagree about Karkin Zealous. Maybe really what these Shonen might be saying is that, in fact, Karkin Zealous, what that means is there's no Lav. You're not over the Avera of Gezel against the Sifrei. This isn't clearly the position of Tosfos above Metziah. Tosfos above Metziah, in the context of the Gemara in the beginning of Ezra Neshach, which searching and trying to understand why do you need all three lavim of Onah, Ribis, and Gezel? So in that context, it ends up with the question: maybe we could have answered everything that we do under Losik Bal Tigzol just from Ribis and Onah. So why do I need then from a Ben Me'atzad? Why do I need the lav of Gezel? So it gives an answer of Kovish Shkar Skir. So Tosas way, why not add Avadim? You should also say Avadim. Why? Right, Vim Tomer, look at the Gezel Gufe, the Gezel Avadim. There is a din, in fact, of Gzeilus Avadim. You are over the Lav for the regard to Avadim. So the assumption that you wouldn't have been over just based on the Bematzinu or the Matzad from Ribis and Rana, that's not a discussion. But they say, but their assumption is you wouldn't have been over just from based on the Onah and Ribis Bematzad. And you are over on Gezel if you steal an Eved, right? So why not say that that's what it's for? And you'll tell me, no, that's not true that you're over. I'm adding in the lines here in Tosos. It's not true you're over on an Avera of Gezel for Avadim. Why would I think such a thing? Because Avadim hooks you the Karkos. And so is writing Karkin and Exelis. So the explanation for this is not, no, you are over the Avera. The explanation is, linion this, you don't have a heck. There's no Avadim hooks you the Karkos. Right, the had the karka in exelus eno min mikra, also a chiddush. Elam shum di efshar lazuzo min koma, aval avdi denaidi afagav dehukshel the karkos yavor b'los exal. Right, so even though there is a hekish for the karkos for some things, but as far as the exclusion from the avera of los exal, that wouldn't be included. So we learn from this for our purpose. What's important is apparently according to them there is no avera of gezel with regard to karkos. And this is also the position that's cited and presented in the Rush. And the Tshuva says it explicitly, right, that if you take a look, he's discussing Kargin Hazelus, Hichach, in Gazal Sadev, Lo Chashav, Lo Zara, or Gazal Bais, Lo Nishtamishpo, in Kan Bal Tigzol, Kibushas Bailim Him Omdim. Avo Pishim, Manas, Abailim, Nishtamishpo, Karkashalan, Gramu Dizakin, Huvachule. Sounds like it's echoing this point in Tosos. There is no, you're actually not over on the Lav, if you're Tokev Sukasa, Tokev Dover Mechaver, you're not over in the Lav of Bal Tigzol. Now, if that's the case, then you understand very well why there's no problem of mitzvah ba be'avera then. Why? Because there's no avera. If there's no avera, there's no mitzvah ba be'avera. Okay, good. Except that, again, Moshe Shonam did not believe that. Moshe Shonam held that there is certainly an avera of gezel, of Baal Tigzel, with regard to Gzeilus Karka. In which case, the question becomes, so then why is there no problem here? The Ritva addresses this. And he says what we would expect him to say. Namely, he explains it according to his shita. Right? The Ritva who held that what's the mitzvah of Avera means mitzvah motzia mershus. Right? The mitzvah is misayaya bekinyano. Mitzvah assists and furthers the Avera of Gezel. Right? By, in what way in particular? by making it yours lagamri. So then for the Ritva, we would expect, then precisely because Karkin Nigzal, meaning you can't be koned, right? So precisely because of that, there's no problem mitzvah of Avera. There's no mitzvah miseya b'kinyano, because there's no kinyano. Because Karkin Nigzal. And this is exactly what the Ritva says. Lo nira, first he rejects the Tosfos about the Ritzui. He says, Aval nachon da'acha kevin de lo kani la klal, u'bershusei demari isa ve'ina mitzvah motziyasa mershus ba'lea, lo chashiva mitzvah ba'ba Avera. Right? What is mitzvah baba there? When is it that it passes a mitzvah? When that mitzvah assists and furthers the avera. In particular, when it furthers the avera endeavor, when it enables you to be koneh, to be motzi mishus anigzal. Here you're not motzi mishus anigzal. Right? There's nothing in the mitzvah is helping you with here. And therefore, there's no problem mitzvah baba there. You have an avera of gezel, but halechudikai. The mitzvah is alone, and you have the mitzvah, and you have the avera. Right? This is pretty clear in the Ritva. We'll see. I think Achronim, great Achronim on this Ritva, they, I think, Lefiyanis Daiti misapprehended the Ritva, in part because, you know, if you just look at this point he's making, you have no context of what's the explanation for this. And we'll see. They came up with a different explanation. But if you don't realize that the Ritva here is just plugging in a Shita from all throughout the Perek and actually in other places in Shas as well, so then this whole Ritva here means something very different, if at all. And the Ruchim Fischer Porlo, just as an example, Ruchim Fischer Porlo quotes the Ritva and says, "Vein devar muvanam etzli." This is in the second line in the Makor on page 2, I think. "Vein devar muvanam etzli mikomakom achasi amaylo tahei achashiva mitzvah b'avera." Okay, so there's no kinyan. All right, so what's the difference? So who cares? So why should that make it not a mitzvah b'avera? Havat vaday ayavera ba mitzvah liyado. So he's working with the Tosas' assumption of what mitzvah baba avera is, and he's saying, I don't understand how this Ritva answers the question, which is a good question. It's not clear exactly how that Ritva would answer the question. But the Ritva doesn't believe that's what mitzvah baba avera is. Ritva believes that it's a mitzvah misayaya baba avera. Misayaya kinyano. Okay, if you follow the Ritva, once you appreciate that the Ritva has that different shita of what mitzvah baba avera is, right, what are the parameters of the mitzvah baba avera, then it follows clearly, even if you didn't have the Ritva on Karka and Nigzalos, you would have said he must hold that there's no problem there because mitzvah baba avera is only misayaya, and here you have no kinyan. Okay. We then find, I think, a third, and this comes to our third approach. This is where we come to the new approach for mitzvah baba avera. What is the relationship to the mitzvah baba avera? We then find a different one in the Ravid. The Ravid, quite clearly, I think, says something which others say in the context of the Ritva. Again, I think, not quite accurately. But the Ravid says explicitly that, well, why is it that there's no problem here of mitzvah baba avera giving karkin nigzalos? So let's take a look at what the Ravid says. Amar Ram Zeh no klum, meaning he quotes the Baal HaMor, he doesn't think he's right. He paskins mitzvah baba avera, and he thinks that his rayos are no good. La gabe avankri, la gavero, come back to that. Ugabe Sukazula Nami, and this is why I said that as far as Sukazula is concerned, the Miri only addressed the issue of Gozal Eitzim Vesichik Behem. But the Ravid attributes to him the attempt to prove from also the fact that we don't mention the problem of Mitzvah Bavera in the context of Tokif Sukasim Shechavero. Okay, either way, he says, Ugabe Sukazula Nami, Kevin the Karka in an exeles, Eina Ela Shulula Ba'ama, the Beshusa de Marikaima, the Eina Lea Bemitzvos Shen Gzula, the Krakasa of Evasin Gozal. What's he saying? He's saying quite clearly, I think. What's the problem mitzvah baba avera? What kind of din is this? This is a din disqualifying for use as chefetz mitzvah, a chefetz which is associated with an avera, a chefetz shal avera. Right? It's a din bechefetz shal mitzvah that you cannot use as a chefetz of a mitzvah, something which is a chefetz shal avera. Right? So, if you want to consider this something, as sort of put it in a family of related concepts, you might say this is sort of similar to what? Yeah, exactly. Big Dezav, right? Big Dezav, the Kohen Gadol, can't walk in because Ein Kategor Nasa Etzah Negor. It evokes, it's a maskir avon. Right? In the language of the Vegar Rabbah, citing the Pasuk in the Yecheskel, right, this is a maskeras avon. You can't be maskir avon litafes. So bringing the big days of is just, it evokes an avera. That's the problem. It's using this chetzah shal mitzvah as a chetzah shal mitzvah, something which evokes an avera, which is bound up with an avera. In fact, you find the language in the Yerushalmi of of Incategor Nasasenegor, in the context of what we would call, again, it's not Kvin Yerushalmi, but what we would say, Yerushalmi Pasos Guzzle, Pasos, it says it's Midin Lachem. So it's not clear if ever the Yerushalmi has the Din of Mitzvah Bavir here. Again, the Ritva, which you just spoke about, says there's not Choshesh here for Mitzvah Bavir. But in that context, though, it does mention Amro Elo Zesh Nasas Senegor Kategor. This is like, this is a problem like an E Kategor Nasas Senegor. So the Ravid's explanation is, and therefore, when it comes to a Sukkah She'ula, I'm sorry, Tokiv Sukkah She'chavero, there's no shame Gzula in the Chavtza. It's defined as simply the person's over an Aveira, that's true, but the item itself is not defined as having been removed at all, and therefore it's not really Gzula. And if that's the case, so it's not at all a problem of Mitzvah of Aveira. I think there's no question that this approach of the Ravid affords us the most elegant interpretation of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the beginning of the parak here in Sukkah, sorry, it should be Gimel Aleph, not Aleph Gimel. Parak Gimel Halacha Aleph. Excuse me. So the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi and Shabbos. The Yerushalmi and Shabbos parak Yud Gimel Halacha Gimel. So the Yerushalmi is asking, the question the Yerushalmi asks is, why are you Yotze your mitzvah's Kriya? Right, Alameis, if you're Korei B'Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi response to that is, right, and why should that be a problem? If you hold the Matzah Zula is Pasul, right, and it sounds like because Mitzvah B'Aveira, so then why should this be any different? So the Gemara responds, the Yerushalmi responds, Amarlan Taman Gufa Aveira, Ram Hacha Hu Over Avar Aveira. Kach ani omer, and this according to most Rishonim who read this, is bitmia. Would we say hotzi matzah? Somebody's motzi matzah. It's a joke. If somebody's hotzi matzah, mershus yachid, mershus harabim, ain't a yotze by yedei chwasa bePesach. Right. So if a person, let's say it's a Shabbos Pesach, right? A person who's motzi matzah, mershus yachid, mershus harabim, would you say he can't be yotze that mitzvah anymore? With that matzah, so the simplest way to understand this, Yerushalmi, I think, is no question. This rabbi works the best with it. Is that this is precisely the chiluk taman in the context of matzah zula gufa avera. The chetza itself bespeaks avera, is bound up with avera. Ain't kategor nasa senegor. You can't use that avera for mitzvah. That chetza shal avera for mitzvah. But Baram Hacha, but here, Sachako, what we're dealing with, so he was over an Averi, violated mitzvah. And he, maybe you could say, he didn't violate the implement that we're talking about, but that's not there's no Chefza Shal Averi here that you're using as a Chefza Shal Mitzvah, and therefore the whole soul is not relevant. That's the same reason why you would never, of course, this is on the view, this is a bit Mia, you would never say that a person who violates Nisr Shabbos with matzah by being over Hotzah with it can't use that matzah for Machilas Matzah B'Pesach. There's no Chetzah Shal Aveira there. It's a Chetzah that was involved in an Aveira somebody did, but it's not itself defined as tainted by an Aveira. So I think that's clear that it works beautifully. I should also point out, it isn't the only way to read the Yerushalmi. In fact, a lot of Rishonim say explicitly, they think Yerushalmi works, you know, really well with them. For instance, the Ritva thinks that what's the Yerushalmi saying? Shami is saying that in order for there to be a problem, it needs to be that the mitzvah is misayeya bit avera. And both of these cases, the Kriya case and the case of Matzah Gzula, that's not what you have. One can also wonder about Tosos. I should point that out. Right. One can wonder about Tosos. But there's a way to read it for Tosos too. You don't have to get into that now. As far as I know, they don't mean if you view it's an issue of being aideha avera ba'a mitzvah, is there a way to read this to Shami? I think there is. But the point being that you can interpret this Yerushalmi basically along many different ways, but I think there's no question that it works really well with this view of the view that we find here in the Ravid. Now, here I'll just mention that this is a view that's cited a lot in Achronim, the view that a mitzvah b'avera is a psul b'chepsa shal mitzvah, that you can't use as your chevet shal mitzvah chepsa shal avera. It's cited in the name of Rav Chaim Mipio Shmua. We'll see in a second, in also in Ksav. It's in Shulchan Shlomo, which I have here, because when you look at the Ritva, again, all the Mahadirim explain this Ritva. What does the Ritva mean? idea is that the mitzvah b'avera is a din b'chetz shal mitzvah, that you can't use a chevet shal avera b'chetz shal mitzvah. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Just to give an example, the Shulchan of the Shlomo, this is, again, you can look at the Mosad of Cook, this is what they all point to. This is again explaining the Ritva, right? The Yeshua's Makor or Yeshua Mikatnos is the same thing. The idea is Ruyim L'Misha Amram. But just to be clear, that's not what the Ritva is saying. And it's important just to realize that it has a very different explanation of the whole thing. Appreciating that there's that very different understanding, which Ritva is pretty consistent about. So both of these are you know, beautiful ideas. One of them the Ritva is saying, and the other one you find, I think, clearly expressed in the Ravid and not the Ritva. Interestingly enough, I actually found it in the Ksavim itself, in Shirei Rav Chaim, and he cites not the Ritva, but the Ran. He doesn't cite the Ravid, but he cites the Ran that I quoted here in the first page, which just says, the Karganizel's Havila Sukashuluk and Disabirish Hule, the Lesser Mishim Vera Kevinil Lanya Klal. Similar words to the Ritva, but in the mouth of the Ran, it's already you can argue something else. Right? So just to be clear, you have this idea, but also to be clear, even though it's generally associated with the Ritva, for some reason, we should associate it with the Ran, not with the Ravid, not the Ritva. Yeah.
What's the specific Dara of this third approach? Because you said we'll that. Yeah, meaning, because why would it not apply to its, why?
There's no shame. The item which you've stolen has a status as gzula. We'll get to what this has to do with. We'll get to this. Has a status as gzula. I mean, it's something which is a gazel biyadcha. We have to return it, right? Veishv is a gezela shabiyado, right? So it's defined as an avera, exactly. So I'm going to get to that also, yeah. All right, so I'll get to that first, then I'll come back to the potential Nekamina. So what about Matzah Shel Tevel? Right, so I would have said also here, that Matzah Shel Tevel, my reading of this, I would think that that's not really a problem of Mitzvah B'Avera. That's not a Chetzah Shel Avera. Why? Or at least let's say it this way. It's Machlokes Rishonim and Acharonim, about whether or not there's a Mitzvah of Hafrasha, if a person simply doesn't want to, let's say, be mitakin, if a person doesn't want to eat or use his produce, is there a chiv that he has to be mafresh shumas or maisos? Rashi is explicit in Gittin that there is no such chiv. It's not a mitzvah, the ramyala, in that sense. It's just that if you want to be, you know, eating it, or so then you have to be mafresh, you have to be mitakin it. But other than that, you're not actually, somebody who doesn't do anything with their field is not being mivatal any mitzvah saseh. Yeah?
So there's no more idea of, like, you know, either you're quoted with Beset or you're, like, Grafto. Meaning, because you're not...
There's no alternative.
Meaning that over there...
that's a separate mitzvah.
I think Rashi over there, I think it's like a medrash, and it's like drush, but saying, like, you know, either be put at the set and give it to the Kohen, or maybe be put at Beset, and since you're taking away the Kohen's money, because he really deserves this thing, you have to kill the...
Right, but that exists by Petar Chamor. It doesn't exist for Chumos and Matros. You have a mitzvah for if you... It's again, it's a question whether or not it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, it's a machokas money mitzvahs, but even looked at that verafto here. There is no. It's viewed as similar to kind of shechita. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, but only in the sense, and that's machokas itself, but only in the sense that if one wants to, then you have to do it this first. So
maybe you think lo sikom be olecha avlo, that you shouldn't have such a chitas around that could.
Okay, but that's more secondary, right? But in terms of the... So this is Machlokas. I should clarify. This is Machlokas Rishonim, and I think Machlokas... Avraham ben Aram says this is the Rama's view as well. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis. You know, if a person doesn't want to do anything with it, he has no... There's no responsibility to be mafresh from somebody else. The Taz disagrees. The Taz in Yerodeya. I think it's Min Aleph. And it's Machlokas, the Taz in Rav Kivi Eger. But... If one takes the view of, let's say, the Taz, that there is a mitzvah, so maybe you could argue that it itself bespeaks, it's tevel, calls on that you have tevel, there's a bit of lase involved in that. You have a chiv to be mafresh from it. If you don't assume that, even that's not obvious, but if you don't assume that, so the question becomes, why is this a chevta shel avera, right? I mean, it's something that if you were to eat, you would need to be mafresh shumas ma'asos, but just in and of itself... So yeah, in Echinami, I think it's possible that Matzah Shel Tevel isn't a Chevta Shel Avera. In fact, I don't understand the Rambam to be posseling, to be concerned, to be posseling Mishum Mitzvah of Avera. again, this goes back to how you understand the Rambam, but we understood the Rambam, or at least I was suggesting the Rambam is based on the idea that you need a matzah haruyah lebracha as part of the din of lechemoni of lechem karmel of dvar marbe onimel of dvar marbe. That you need a matzah haruyah lebracha leshevach letehila, etc., etc. In which case, maybe in fact that's true. It is in a ches l'shal veira. The other way I think you would view this is to say that as a chefza shal mitzvah of achilas matzah, it is a chefza shal veira, because its mitzvah is to be eaten. So as a chefza shal mitzvah's matzah, it is a chefza shal veira, because it's sort of destined to be eaten, and calls man that it's still tevel, that's an aveira. So inasmuch as being mekayim a mitzvah with this, per force requires an aveira, that could be. But let me add now. This is, I think, the other way to read the Ramban. We went a little bit out of order, just the way I was going to present it. But this is another way to read the Ramban, right? We saw the Ramban respond to Tosos, right? What was Tosos' problem? What's the problem? This is not social tevel. It's why shouldn't that be a problem? It's about Bavera, assuming it isn't. Why isn't it? It should be, according to Tosos' understanding. So the Ramban said, because not social tevel is biyado l'takin. So we explained last time, maybe the Ramban thinks that the problem mitzvah b'avera, what defines something in this avera, is if it's ayideya mitzvah ha-avera, and it's specifically if the avera was necessary for that, the avera enabled it. And it's biyad l'takein, so it doesn't really enable it in any event. It just happens to be that you did it via an avera, but that wasn't that the avera was enabling the mitzvah. I think another way to interpret the Ramban is that maybe if you view it in this way, that it's an issue of chesu shel avera, maybe biyad l'takein means it's not really, even accepting everything we said until now, right? That, let's say, because of the fact that it needs to be eaten in order for it to be mekayim a mitzvah bo. So as a chefza shel mitzvah, it is a chefza shel avera. That's enough for it. Or you might say, if let's say the avera is simply mitzvah safrasha, but kach u'kach, the Ramban might be saying, matzah shel tevel is no problem because it's biyado l'takein. What that means is it's not really a chefza shel avera. It's not something which willy-nilly has a status of avera. It's something that's easily fixable. And in fact, that might be more similar to the sugya. He cites the sugya in Beitza regarding tevel muchan uetzal Shabbos, that tevel is not considered to be something that is muksa because it's always muchan. You can always just remove it, so it's not considered to really be something that is sort of set aside. If the issue that he's mentioning is, if his point was simply that in this case it's not the avera which is enabling, so it's kind of what's the relevance of that sugya? I suppose that he's just saying, pointing out, you can be mafresh on the spot. That's exactly the same. For the same reason, for that very reason, we even say that it's not even Muksa l'Shabbos. Not that that's a really relevant point. He's just pointing out you can be mafresh on the spot. But according to this view of it, maybe that's really something similar there. The point is, it doesn't define the chefza as a kind of a chefza shel tevel. It's not really. It's just a chefza which has yet to be hufresh from it. But there's no chefza shel tevel avera. In this view of it, we'd be saying there's no avera associated with it, simply because it's easily correctable, and therefore there's no it doesn't have that association with it. I guess we'll stop here, right? I want to discuss we'll discuss just a little bit more, two questions, I guess. Just one, what does it mean to be used as a mitzvah as a chefza shel mitzvah, right? And here, take a look at the Rambam regarding think about the Rambam regarding kol. Right, because maybe it means something very specific, not simply or it's narrow. It's not simply anything in use that you use for a mitzvah, right?
Ramban also, the Ramban also has a sheet on that. Yeah.
Does he?
I mean, we discussed in Sharon in terms of a base Knesset, the Machlokes Ramban and Ran, about if it's Tashmish mitzvah versus Tashmish kedusha.
You're right. Is it a kedusha the Rabbanon of Mikdash? Isn't that what the Ramban says?
That's the Ramban. So he quotes the Ramban also.
And the Ramban is just it's a regular Tashmishe. What did you say that it was Machlokes one and one?
Ramban and Ram.
About what though?
About if it's Tashmishe, a base Knesset.
Yeah, if it's right.
So it's okay. Sort of like if you want to, let's say, sell it or knock it down, if it's still used, you can't necessarily do that.
For the Ramban, that's not true, right? For the Ramban, it is, right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's yeah. Saying, it sounds like it's all about the use, not necessarily about the Zman.
But the Ramban there, was it, were they dealing with Mitzvah about Be'avera?
No, just in terms of Hoksa Mitzvah.
Yeah, so that relates to, I mean, the Ramban there is basically saying, this is the Ramban of Megillah you're talking about.
Yeah,
the Ramban is just saying that in as much as I believe that the only Kedusha that basic Knesset really derives from the same principles we've been discussing, namely that it's Tashmishei Mitzvah, right, from the Din of Bizui Mitzvah / Hutzil Mitzvah, so, and even if you were to say, let's say, by the way, this is Derech Agav, Kishen Shechach, Kishen Shemayim, all of these things all end when you're no longer using it. Shalom B'Shash Mitzvah, so that's, you know, after Sukkah, there's no Kedusha in Sukkah. After Lashitasi, Lashitas Arif and everybody but the Gaonim, there's no problem with using the Mosar Shem and Shabiner. There's no problem with using, that's Tashmishei Mitzvah, La'achar Mitzvah, and Nizrakim, right? So that I think everybody agrees. The question is that the only basis for the Kiddush's basic Knesset? If you say that it's a kind of a Gufo Kaddush because it's modeled after the Ron says there abundant that it's modeled after Mikdash, the Reim is cited as really seeming to hold that it's a Kiddush deraisa of Mikdash Ma'at. It's an important Reim, just as important Makor, that really he really means it literally, that there's a as far as Shimush basic Knesset, the Kiddush basic Knesset is asking Shimush. That's a din of mitzvah, that's a reflection of the Mikdash Ma'at principle that really halacha deraisa, it has a status of kedushas hamikdash for that purpose. But the Ron says only derabanan and the Yerayim, in other words, says deraisa. But if that's the case, then it's not something which would be batel once the mitzvah has ceased.
Right.
That was the issue there. So why do you see that as being related? I mean, I think that's a good just as an area of halacha that would be compared to, let's say, in terms of chevtei mitzvah,
right,
and defining something as a chevtei mitzvah, but I was going to in part mention that in the context of the Rambam and Shofar. The Rambam and Shofar, I don't want to. Well, maybe I'll just briefly mention now, and we'll get to it, you know, in the next couple. But Rambam and Shofar says that there's no problem with Shofar. Of it sounds like he's saying, let's assume the issue he's dealing with mitzvah baver. There's no problem with mitzvah baver for Shofar because it's not b'shofar hu yotze, it's b'kol hu yotze. And b'kol ein b'kol nilgezel. What does that mean? It sounds like if, again, the problem on the Rambam, and I think it probably is mitzvah b'aveir, what he's saying is, the chefza shal mitzvah here is not the shofar, it's the kol. And that's not guzzle. So if it's not guzzle, there's no problem with mitzvah b'aveir. First of all, corroborating the idea that this is the basis for mitzvah b'aveir, in the Rambam's view, this would then be consistent with that, with the Ravid, in other words. The Rambam's view of what mitzvah beira would be is consistent that it's a problem of using a chevtah shel aveira as a chevtah shel mitzvah, and then in terms of what a chevtah shel mitzvah is, so we get that it's not simply anything you're using for mitzvah. It has a much more narrow definition as specifically the chevtah is targeted or via the mitzvah, not necessarily any implement used for the mitzvah, even if it's a necessary implement. And here, I think it's instructive to consider: would there be? I think it's clear. The Rambam's not going to tell you that there's no din of bizui mitzvah with regard to shofar. So it has a status of chetzer shel mitzvah linyan that purpose. We'll get to this next time. But as far as mitzvah b'aveira, I think is something you might think of it as something like korban, where it has to be something that is being identified as that which you're bringing sort of to the mitzvah, and not simply something which is enabling. But so there are different levels of chetzer mitzvah. There's a chetzer shel mitzvah, which is anything you're using in being mekayim mitzvah, maybe anything necessary to be mekayim mitzvah that has a status as a chetzer mitzvah linyan, let's say kedushas mitzvah linyan iser shimush bechetzer shel mitzvah linyan tashmishei mitzvah, and then there's a separate category which is to be to be disqualified midin mitzvah b'avera. So for that, it has to be that it's specifically specified as part of the mitzvah that you have to bring that, you have to use that. This is what the Rambam seems to be saying. We'll see. The Meiri applies the same idea to sukkah. And basically, take a look in the ear. When you read it, it sounds like he's going with something like the Rambam saying. And he says, and this is Kain Shofar, that in fact it's not a chetzah shel mitzvah. It doesn't really, it's something which is makifaso to enable you to be mekayim mitzvah through yeshivascha, but it's not really a chetzah shel mitzvah, and therefore, we'll get to that. I think it's a good basis comparison. You want to think of legally defining something as a chetzah shel mitzvah, it has. So mitzvah b'aveira, according to these Rishonim, I think becomes, you have to bring that to the first in the line in terms of sugyos through which you can flesh out that concept according to these Rishonim. But in other sugyos you would compare it to are the sugyos of tashmishei mitzvah, Absolutely. So yeah, so we'll I guess we'll finish up with and one thing we didn't discuss now is whether or not there's a psul for others, which I see as being very very strongly related to this particular view. Who knows whether or not you'd be not just the kazan be possible, but somebody else might be possible to use it too.
Third shot, probably.
What?
Third shot.
Yeah, I think. I think. Yeah. Or at least there's the best chance for that to be, and we've seen something like that, right, already in the Girsa of the Rambam, which the Tosfos rejected about Asherah v'ir Nidachas. I think we're not talking about the people who made it in Asherah. It's possible for everybody in the Rambam's view, right? So we'll come back to that, and then the next thing we'll discuss, it'll be the final sort of section, is just treating separately the question of being koneh beforehand. A lot of the basic parameters that the Rishonim have laid out of what it is in Mitzvah Bavera already provide. For this point, namely that if you've been koneh already entirely before a certain time, so then there's not going to be a problem. In particular, Ritva, and then we'll discuss it in the context of the others. First of all, what happens to be machlokes, and then how to analyze it. So that we'll discuss, and then I think that'll take us to Levi Yavish. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Here's Hashem. See you guys.